Hey folks, this is Ashley from Boss Barista. I'm sitting in my hotel room right now in Seoul, South Korea. I'm here covering the World Barista Championships for Barista Magazine. And as you have probably already heard or can guess, right in between round one and round two of the World Barista Championships, the SCA, the Specialty Coffee Association, released a statement about its position on Dubai and how it would continue forward with the events planned for 2018 and the coffee competitions planned to be there. As you can probably imagine, we're pretty appalled that this is the solution or lack of a solution that the SCA has put forward. And you've probably already heard from Jasper. She is back in California about how we feel about this, how awful this is, and how the SCA has essentially taken our complaints, our justified fears, and safety concerns for members of our community and essentially put them in the garbage. And I bet a lot of you are feeling anger and are feeling disappointed and are wondering what you can do next. And that's why I wanted to come on the air and talk about what are our next steps? What can we do? How do we tell the SCA that this is unacceptable? And how do we continue to foster an environment where tolerance and inclusivity are promoted? And how do we build that up? So there are a couple of things that you can do now. I'm sure many of you are frustrated and are wondering what's next. First and foremost, I know it can seem a little obsolete now, especially since we did voice our opinions to the SCA. We did tell them how we felt about Dubai being a host city, but the most important thing is to continue to email the board of the SCA. There are 18 members of the board. If you go to sca.coffee/board, you can see all of those members. You can see who they are. It doesn't say where they work, but you can somewhat guess where some of them work. So you can send them emails, let them know that you're disappointed, and flood their email boxes. Let them know that this is unacceptable and that you're not going to roll over and let this lay. Another thing that I think a lot of people have been thinking about in the wake of this is if they compete or not. And on that note, we really can't make a decision one way or the other. We support everyone who has decided to not compete. If this is the way that you feel that you want to exercise your right to protest, then by all means, and please tell us if that's what you plan on doing. We want to promote you as much as possible and find different ways for you. Let's say if you already bought your coffee, if you have invested money in competition, we want to find a way to compensate you for that time. Likewise, if you want to compete, please still compete. Do not let the SCA make you feel bad about that. You should want to compete. You should want to showcase your coffees. You should want the chance for this professional development opportunity because it is one. And it is a way that a lot of people get jobs. And that is okay. You wanting to compete is in no way indicative of your disapproval of the SCA. And especially to those who are risking their safety and making a stance by competing, we want to hear from you. And we support you 1,000%. So please let us know one way or the other how you're feeling and how we can support you best. Another thing you can do is, unfortunately, you have to still remain a member of the SCA to do this, but vote for members of the board. If you go to the SCA's website, which I had named earlier, sca.coffee, if you scroll to the bottom and you click on the bylaws, this PDF will come up about how people are elected to the board. And it's really convoluted. I had to read it like 8 or 9 times. But essentially the way that it's designed is that the board members vote or nominate people to take over positions that are vacated. And unless we write in and petition people to also be considered on the ticket, then those people never get on. So essentially the board of directors is like an echo chamber and they just will keep nominating people that they know or people that they like or people that they respect without hearing our voices if we don't petition to put people on the ballot for a position on the board of the directors. It's a really convoluted process. There's something like you have to get like 1/20th of percent of people to sign your petition, or 100 people, whichever one I think is less, but I don't know what 1/20 of 1% is of members of the Specialty Coffee Association. I would imagine that 100 is actually less. And if you want to be on the board of directors, please let us know. We will sign your petition. We will put it on Boss Barista, and we will blast it far and wide on any social media outlets that we have. Unfortunately, and what gives me pause is that the election cycle is in September, and I feel like this decision came about at a time where we cannot put anyone new on the ballot. That being said, send an email. Say that you want someone else different on the board. Say that you want people to resign. Going back to that first thing you can do, which is emailing the Specialty Coffee Association. Start a petition. That's another thing. There was a petition started by Boss Barista about the Dubai incident at first. Yes, the SCA didn't listen to it, but that doesn't mean that these things aren't powerful. There are petitions going around now. So please, if you want to start another petition, if you want to sign the current petitions that are going around now, please continue to show your support. There's no way that the SCA is going to know how you feel if you don't sign official things or send official correspondence that actually gets to them. Facebook posts are really great. They're really powerful. They get to the rest of our community. But are they getting to the SCA? Probably not. And consider supporting other competitions. Boss Barista is going to be at Cherry Roast in Denver, Colorado next week, which is an all women, gender nonconforming, gender fluid, non-binary folk competition, really meant to support people who are often marginalized in coffee competitions. Support them. Support your local throwdowns. If you have a company, if you have a coffee shop, if you are a equipment sponsor and you want to show your support for other competitions, please consider donating to these competitions. There are a lot of things that we can do now, and it's important that we continue to act and that we don't just sit in our anger, but we continue to move forward. And if there are other things that we haven't considered at Boss Barista, please let us know other ways that we can show our support. And please add us on Twitter. Please send us emails. Please send emails to me at Barista Magazine, because that's one way that I can help you as a journalist, is to show the opinions and the feelings of our community. So that was one thing that I really wanted to make sure that we talked about and came together and showed support on. Another thing that's been weighing on me is being here in Seoul and talking to our global coffee community members. I think I'm not mistaken when I assume that most of our listenership is American. We're American. We often talk to other people in the United States. And one of the overwhelming responses that I got from this global coffee community here in Seoul during the WBC is that the arguments about Dubai are very American-centric, which took me aback. It was not a response I was ready to hear from a lot of people. And I talked to some of my friends about other global events that they've been to, and they expressed that that was true when they were in Milan. And it was just surprising to think that the issue of human rights and safety is not, it's not that it's not a global concern. It clearly is. But the way that Americans have talked about it and centered ourselves is potentially ostracizing our global coffee community members. And I'm not saying that that's right. I'm not saying that that's something that we need to step back on our stance on. It's just something that I've been really confused about how to deal with. Being here and talking to so many barista champions from other countries, talking to competitors, talking to people who are not where we are in the United States and not in the same political climate, and wondering how do we express to them that this is angering and this is frustrating. So I guess this is more of a plea to any international listeners who are out there to please write in to us or to talk to us or to add us at Twitter to let us know how we as Americans can be better listeners and better advocates for you folks as well, so that we can all come together and fight this egregious overstep by the SCA and this mistake. If you guys are telling us that our response is very American-centric, then that's something we want to listen to. It's something that I don't understand, if I'm being truthful. It seems that this is a human rights issue and a safety issue, and to eclipse that is confusing to me. But if this is what I'm hearing from an overwhelming number of our Global Coffee community members, then that's a position that I need to understand. So please reach out to us and let us know how you feel. Last but not least, I just want people to know that we support you 100%. I know that we talked a little bit about this earlier in taking steps against the SCA, but if you still want to compete, if you still want to prepare and invest, and you want to honor the investment that you've already made in your coffee career, then we support that too. If you want to boycott, we also support that. We want to hear every and all responses to this, and we want everyone in our community to feel like their voices are being heard. Looking at all of the responses that we've gotten on Instagram and on Twitter, it's been overwhelming, and it's been a little bit emotional and trying here in Seoul for me. And I'm hoping that this gets resolved, and I'm hoping that the SCA realizes what a huge, huge mistake that they've made. Deferment is not a solution. It's like saying you have a problem with like a coworker who's harassing you, and instead of that person being fired, you're moved to a different store. Not only is the problem not solved, but you're being punished by being moved somewhere else, and also by publicly outing that you're the one with the problem, which is not okay. It feels hard to wrap these conversations up because it feels like I could talk about my disappointment forever, but we really want to turn it to you guys. So please get at us, email us, share anything and everything on Facebook. My email address directly to me at Barista Magazine is ashley@baristamagazine.com. And I really would love to be able to publish some thoughts and feelings and action plans that people have. So please reach out in any capacity that you see fit. And if you want to remain anonymous, we are 100% willing to do that as well. We're here and we're listening, so please reach out, and we'll hope to hear from you soon.